It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Friday, we are lucky enough to be joined by Ron Jaworski. You can see Jaws on the NBC Sports Philadelphia Eagles pre- and post-game show. Jaws, how are we feeling?
Absolutely fantastic. After the great win against the Cleveland Browns, I'm all fired up for the New York football giant.
So, you know, I was going to ask you this at the top, Jaws, because I have not heard your take on it. But then I realized you played for Buddy Ryan, so that maybe you have experienced some similarities. If you were you're a quarterback on a team, and you see Nick Sirianni do what he did at the end of the game and then the sort of weird press conference afterwards, as a player on the team, how would you have viewed that?
I would be disappointed. And I've done a few shows. I've made that clear. I was disappointed in Nick doing what he did after the game. But I also understand, and I'm glad he apologized. I think when he reconsidered everything that he had done, it takes a luster off the victory, albeit against the Cleveland Browns. It's a win. And I think when a lot of players in that game played very well in the game, it took the shine away from them. It took the focus away from them. So, you know, to me, whenever the coach starts getting the spotlight, it's not good for a football team. It's just not. The guys in the field, really a good, hard-fought win against Cleveland, but the coach took away the glamour of that victory.
Yeah, I said that was the biggest mistake he made there in doing what he did is that, man, you took away the opportunity to have your team talked about and how they played that day because everything was focused on him. I got a chance to watch the post-game show because I don't have a post-game show anymore, Jaws, but I'm not bitter. I got a chance to hear you at the post-game show. I got a chance to hear you, and you made a lot of great points.
And man. It's intercepted by Ike Reese.
You made a lot of good points, man, about the game. Just your thoughts on how you felt the offense played Sunday. I mean, I know they didn't score early, but some of the things you felt like they did well versus some of the things they still need to work on.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, at least in my opinion, when I went through the tape on Monday and Tuesday. You know, I really felt bad that the players didn't get talked about. And I mean that sincerely, because there were some guys that really had good games. And, we talked about this defense for a long time, the draft choices. You know, when you see guys like Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, they played terrific in the game. They clogged up the middle. I mean, I thought as a tandem, it may have been the best game they've had together. You know, Ojomo gets pressure on the quarterback. You know, Bryce Huff shows up. You see good things, a defense that's making progress. In the secondary, man, I'd say I was really impressed with that secondary, the speed of the guys in the secondary, the way they played as a unit as well. There's no question Cooper DeJean is going to be a heck of a football player. And I think Vic kind of took the wrappings off him a little bit. I mean, blitzing him, coming off the edge. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a tough, hard-nosed football player. You know, you got Quinyon Mitchell, Reed Blankenship. You got young guys. What jumped out at me was the speed of the defense right now. It's getting better, and it's a work in progress. But instead of talking about the improvements they made and not allowing the Cleveland Browns to score a touchdown, I don't care who your quarterback is. You shut out a team in the NFL, you're doing something right. So I felt the shine was taken away from the way the defense played in particular. And you know, when A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are on the football field, you got a better quarterback in Jalen Hurts. He has a great chemistry with those two guys, and it's just so obvious when they're all together.
So from an offensive perspective, they did play a better game on Sunday, but it wasn't – I guess we're all looking for that game where it looks like the way that we felt like it was going to look, the way that it looked at times against Green Bay. What do you think is the number one most important thing to get the offense from where it is now to where we would expect or where we'd want it to be?
Well, let's start off with a very difficult thing to do. Let's score in the first quarter. I mean, my goodness, can we put some points on the board? And if there's something I question right now about the offensive side, it's the play selection. And, I'm just not seeing what I expected to see on a more. I haven't seen the design that I expected to see. I mean, we start off the game with an almost 6-yard run, and we throw two passes. And come on, we got, you know, what are we going to be as a football team? You know, pulling plays out of a hat on the sideline? Not that Kellen Moore's doing that, but I want to see a more systematic offense, dictating the defense what they have to do to defend you. And I'm just not seeing that. I'm not seeing the shot plays, except, a 9-route, a go route up left sideline to J.J. Brown. I'm not seeing designed deep crossing routes off play action, maximum protection. giving Jalen time to let plays develop down the field. I'm not seeing some of those plays I've seen in the past. And, you know, if you want to get shot plays, hey, obviously A.J. Brown is your guy. You can get him done because he's going to make those 50-50 catches 90% of the time. He's that good of a football player. But I want to see not just a quarterback throwing the ball in the air and the receiver making a great play, but I want to see great design in the play where you're getting a guy open, anticipating the defense, and it just looks a lot cleaner and smoother than, you know, just one-on-one playing street ball.
So when somebody's, because we had Kurt Warner on earlier in the week, and we were listening to what Dan Orlovsky had said. So I think what everybody's struggling with is the offense being called a certain way because of Kellen Moore, or is the offense being called a certain way because of what Jalen is comfortable with? And if he's not comfortable with those sorts of things, then how do you get there, I guess is my question.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a quarterback call meeting. I'm not sure when the Eagles have theirs, but, you know, for all the coaches I've played for, from Dick Vermeil to Marty Schottenheimer to Chuck Knox to Buddy Ryan, all those guys, there's a meeting you had on a Friday where you went through the entire play call for the game on Sunday. And you, in that meeting, you got a chance to either express your opinion, good or bad. And the coach will have his playlist there and say, hey, Ron, what do you like on first down? What do you like on first and 10? What do you like on second and 1-3, second and 4-6, second and 7-10? Going on every situation, you know, 2-minute drill, trying to close out a half, all those things, they're all discussed. And so that's where Jalen would have the opportunity to say, hey, you know, Kellen, I like that play. I like that play. I don't like that play. Take that play out. I like this play. I'd like to work on this play, throw out tracks. So the quarterback does have input, and he should have input. Now, I don't know if there's any disconnect on Sunday, but I'm sure Jalen has he's a veteran quarterback now. He knows what he does best. And sometimes if you're not agreeing with the coach, have that taken out of the game plan, or don't call it. And also, between series, I've always felt that was the most important part of the game. You had a series, say you're 3-0 the first series of the game. You sit in the damn bench, you go with the coach, you put that you got all these computers on the sideline, pull that surface pad out and take a look and say, what's the defense doing? Hey, I think we ought to do this. I think we ought to. I want to see more of that communication on the sideline as well, adjusting as the game goes on.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't actually paid attention to that, Jaws. That'll be something I'll be looking at Sunday. It's just the, in between those offensive series, is Kellen getting a chance to sit down with Jalen and go over some things, or is it just, Neusmeyer, he may be upstairs. I don't even know if he's down on the field, if he's up in the press box. But I don't see a lot of Jalen and Kellen sort of having those sort of discussions while they look over the smart pad over there on the sideline.
Yeah, I'm watching the game last night, and you see Sean Payton on the sideline with his quarterback, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he got a rookie quarterback, and, you know, hey, that's the communication you have to have. And you got to, hey, what do you like? What don't you like? Hey, here's what we're getting. Because, like, you know, you play defense your whole life. What you see for 4 weeks prior to the game you're playing probably changes that given game.
Cause yep.
Your defense, your game plan for your opponent. So that's when the game time adjustment becomes so critical. I was very fortunate. I talk about myself with, you know, I had a guy named Sid Gilman, who's a Hall of Fame coach, was one of the best coaches I've ever had. And I can just remember sitting on the sideline with him talking about every situation that came up after every single drive. Because I knew I had this incredible confidence in him that what we discussed on the sideline was going to work. He just had that kind of knowledge. He was the reason he's in the Hall of Fame. But, that trust you develop with a coach is so integral to your success.
So, Jaws, it seems like the biggest battle for the Eagles on Sunday is going to be our offensive line versus their defensive line. So my question would be, how confident are you in A, there's Fred Johnson versus Brian Burns, but B, there's Cam Jurgens, who is in his first year starting at center against Dexter Lawrence. How confident are you that the Eagles can find a way to protect Jalen on Sunday?
Yeah, first of all, I'm glad Thibodeau's not playing because that would have made
yes.
really a
three-time
possibility. Yes. He's a heck of a football player, but I think for the most part, the offensive line is playing well. I think Fred Johnson stepped in the left tackle spot, has done a good job. Alice, obviously the loss of Dallas Goedert is going to hurt a little bit, but when you know you have a good pass rush team, you've got to quantify who's going to come, when they come, and how they come. Do they bring safety? Do they bring corners? Do they bring the linebackers? You must understand what they're going to do, and put your offensive lineman in a position where they can get help with a chip. They can get help with the tight end. So that's all part of the game plan process. But hey, this is a pretty good Giant football team. It's not the same old sorry-ass Giants. You know, I think they're getting better. So If we think we're just going to go up there and, you know, beat the same old sorry ass Giants, it's not going to be a gimme. They're getting better, and they're a better football team.
All right, Charles. Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite as it stands. We need your official WIP afternoon show Jaws prediction for Sunday's game.
I love when you make it official, Spike.
We got to mark it down, stamp it. You know, you're writing it in blood, brother.
I love being held accountable. You know, that's why I have a 3-foot putt. You know, Ike makes me putt it. You know, he doesn't give it to me.
I want all gimmies, Jaws. Give them to me.
He's holding me accountable. So, all right, I'm going to go. My pick this week is the Birds 23 and the Giants 17.
Okay.
Wow. It's almost identical to my score.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it.
Mike. Yep, I got 23-16 Eagles.
Pretty close.
Yep.
I believe that's a cover, too.
It is a cover.
It is a cover.
All right, Jaws. Well, you can see Jaws.
I heard that matters to some people.
It does.
Yes. There's it does. Two. Not me, but there's two specific people on this show who it matters a lot to. So. All right, Jaws. We appreciate you, man.
All right, you guys are the best. Thank you.
All right, brother. See Jaws on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show.
And Al Michaels, he's always reminding you.
About the line?
Yeah, yes. But again, Al, it's not 1999 or 2010. You can just say it now.
Why? Right. What does he do? Oh, does he do that? Some people,
that field goal matters.
This is a big kick.
He did it last night with the last touchdown.
You're still watching?
Well.
Oh, this guy's a sicko. As I'm watching the Yankees-Guardians game last night.
A meaningless touchdown, but that pushed the over. The over-under was 36.5.
I'm watching Guardians-Yankees last night, which, by the way, was an all-time baseball playoff game.
Come on.
And I'm thinking to myself, what sicko is watching Broncos-Saints? Him. This guy over here is watching the Spike YouTube Big Board Bowl between Spencer Rattler and
Bo
Nix.
That's right. I'm scouting your guys, man.
Yeah.
And I had the Broncos defense last night.
Oh, yes.
Three of my leagues.
There you go.
20 points they put up.
Oh, really?
I just realized that the Saints defense. Man, doesn't seem like it's going very well.
No. 215-592-9494.
I did miss a good game last night.
It was the Yankees an excellent game.
Yep.
Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP.
Yeah, like Rocco, I am 5'9 and 230 pounds. Right on the middle.
But no gut.
Yeah, all in your shoulders and arms. I got to see Rocco. Rocco sounds like a guy who would tip over.
I almost got a 10-incher.
Come on, man.
I take pride in the fact that I'm in shape, but round is a shape.
Yes.
Ah, I like that line.
For sure.
So listen, I know I'm on an island of one, and I'm saying this kind of half-heartedly, but I've been mad at Saquon since this season started. And every game I sit there with my friends and yell, he's still a Giant. He dropped an easy pass that could have won us a game, and then he steps out of bounds 2 yards short when he easily could have had the first down. I need him this week to prove to me he's an Eagle.
So, right, you think he's a secret agent, perhaps?
No, I think he has the stink of a Giant on him, and he just can't get rid of. Just like I think Kellen Moore has the stink of a Cowboy he can't get rid of.
What about DeMarco Murray? We're starting to call Saquon DeMarco?
Yeah.
You said that and you laughed, but there's something about it. When we get a player from one of our rivals, they just don't have that stink on him. I can't stand it. And I just want him to – this is the week he needs to shower it off completely. I want to see 150 to 200 total yards, and I want to see 3 touchdowns, and I want to see us laughing on the sidelines. That's what I want to see. And we haven't seen that in a very long time. You might remember Super Bowl year when the guys are doing the electric slide
yep.
after playing the Bears.
Yep.
I need that.
Yep.
I need the electric slide on the sidelines. We got to get that mojo back.
Back to having that fun.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would.
Well, it was good to see Jalen in the end zone doing the kid and play Sunday.
Yes.
That was good to see.
With AJ.
Yeah.
You know, I would say this, Kenny, about Saquon. I think, I don't know about DeMarco Murray, but I know that Saquon wants the Giants stink washed off of him as well.
Yeah.
You know, I think he wants to. This is not.
Saquon's here. DeMarco Murray should have never been here.
Yes.
And he will tell you he wasn't an Eagle.
Yes.
He came here for the paycheck.
I think Saquon desperately wants to be an Eagle,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
So, Kenny, give us for the Disturbed tickets, give us a famous couple.
Bert and Bernie.
Bert and Ernie. Well. I mean,
come on, man.
It's not what we thought of as a couple, or is it?
Well, we later found out they were a couple. Yes. that's why he said that.
That's a good
okay,
one.
Okay, it's a good
right,
one.
Kenny.
We'll take it.
It's a good one.
I feel like we have better luck with ex-Giants or ex-Cowboys.
Definitely. So,
I don't know.
Giants than Cowboys.
We had Reuben Randle. We had Steve Smith.
Reuben Randle.
Wow.
Did he ever play? I remember him. Did he play?
I don't know if he played for the. We had Steve
Smith. He might be the worst LSU wide receiver.
He was horrible.
Who else do we have? Steve Smith. Didn't work.
Bum.
Now, yep. Was it after? I can't even know.
Okay, we got Dehani Jones.
Was that after us? I thought he was a Bengal before us.
No, he was a Giant before us. Okay. And then he finished with the Bengals.
So T.O. was a Cowboy after he was in
Eagle. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think.
With the Cowboys, we got Orlando Scandrick.
Didn't work.
Nope.
We had DeMarco Murray.
Didn't work.
Trying to even jump out. I mean, like Randle went there. Harold went there. G. Cobb went there.
They don't want to show that.
Baldy.
Pretty much everybody. Huh?
Besides Ike, man. At least he went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
He had some dignity.
Yeah.
Seth was a Cardinal and a Bronco.
Yeah.
We didn't lose everyone to the Cowboys.
Yeah, we didn't lose everybody to the Cowboys.
Yeah, there's not a lot of Cowboys who ended up being...
Yeah. Well, Chris Bonio was terrible.
Oh, yeah. He was.
That was my rookie year.
Yeah. Forgot we had him.
Are you a little surprised that Saquon hasn't given us any juice on this thing this week?
No, I don't think.
You expected him to play it down, like downplay it?
I just don't. The way that Giants fans feel about him, he does not feel about them.
Right.
And he is a guy who is clearly uncomfortable in that villain type role. Because when that happened because remember, Tiki made it worse.
Yeah.
So this is sort of the Saquon Tiki bowl over here. Saquon wanted no parts of that. And Saquon, every time he's been given an opportunity to say something, he's downplayed it. So it's not surprising to me. I actually think when he is going there wanting to prove something to somebody, he doesn't want to prove it to the fans.
It's the organization.
It's Shane. And it's just Shane. It's not even Merrill. But John Merrill wanted him there, I think,
overall. That was clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was clear in the Hard Knocks thing.
Yeah. I think it's Dable and Shane.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it is. And I think that's why he's played it down, because I don't think he's going to say that out loud.
Yeah.
And I don't think he wants to get booed by that. I think Costo said that he thinks they will boo him. I think it will be mixed. The more I think about it, I think there will be some of both. I don't think that's going to be...
It's going to be one of those vicious... Yeah, because he hasn't said anything bad about the fans or anything of that nature.
He was a good player there.
Yeah.
He was hurt too much, but that's his only sin, is being hurt. So
it's not his fault he's drafted number 2 overall.
No. Yeah.
No, I'm just... They're both, and actually both sides have sort of downplayed him coming back, because they haven't said anything out of the Giants either this week.
No, because I think their owner's probably still upset that he's not a Giant.
Right.
To be honest with you, I don't think that anyone wants to stir that up. So, I hope it's not going to be like LeBron going back to Cleveland
or
something.
No.
I think it'll actually, and it reminds me a little bit, though it's not a completely similar situation, of when Donovan came back when he was on Washington.
Yeah.
And I think, if I remember correctly, because I was in the building for that, it was mostly cheers and some boos.
Yes, it was mostly cheers. Yes.
Yeah. So I think it'll be mixed.
Except for Liz.
Sure.
Yeah, Liz Marks.
Oh, did she boo him?
Yeah.
Just so we don't get... She wanted to boo him, and Mark said no.
Yeah.
I believe is how... But we always,
John said no.
But we always joked with him that she was there. Boo, Donovan. Yeah.
I think that was one of their first dates.
It was their first date, yes.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, Donovan game.
He tells that story. He's told that story, yeah.
What do you think of a Eagles game for a first date?
Tough one.
Nowadays...
It's not what it was.
Yeah, like, why not?
Well, you get to see a different side of the person.
Yeah. Sit in a car for 2.5 hours afterwards trying to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Takes the right kind of girl.
If she's a sports fan, and she's with it, if she's a sports fan, that's great. You don't want to take somebody to a game that's not really a sports fan.
No, not a football game.
Yeah.
Baseball game you could do.
Yeah.
Just hanging out, nice night, whatever.
Two things real quick.
Yeah.
Miles Austin, also a bum, Cowboy the player.
Oh, that's right. Miles Austin was here,
And Jordan Mailata placed on IR, so he's out for 4 weeks.
Ooh.
I could tell. When he said a couple games felt like... Not a lie, but it
IR,
felt
man.
Pretty optimistic.
Yeah, that's a lot different.
So it's a month? I thought it was 6 weeks with IR.
No, it's a month.
Four games.
Four games.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Well, I hope Fred Johnson's good. You know, Jordan did say his natural position was left tackle.
Yeah.
And not
how much
right
better does
tackle.
That make you feel?
None.
Yeah, I was going to say that didn't make me feel better.
The last time they were able to game plan for Fred Johnson, he got torched.
The Tampa game.
The Tampa game. Because he's good in the when he came in for Lane in the Saints game. But then,
and they're going to go back to that Tampa game and see Fred Johnson out there playing.
And again, as we've talked many times in the show, if you're under 40 named Fred,
not a great time.
Bit of an issue.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, one of our enemies.
It could be his father's name, man, or his grandfather's
name.
Well,
where's the junior?
He's got a point.
Yeah, he got a point.
He's not a junior. Could be grandfather's name.
Yeah.
You know?
I would say Fred, George, any of those names. Yeah, you have to be.
If it was Freddie, I think it's cooler. Like Freddie Johnson's a pretty cool name.
He should be Freddie Johnson.
Freddie Johnson.
I trust Freddie Johnson on
more than we do Fred Johnson.
Fred Johnson's in the parking lot having beers.
Well, we've had some Eagles change their first names. He can go from Fred to Freddie.
Yeah.
Easy.
I like it.
Easy. All right, coming up next, one of our enemies is on the brink of death.
Okay.
We will talk about that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I love Delco. Love Delco. Born and raised in Delco. But we're going to go back. You know, we're all Delco's men now. And Delco is a lot of things. They said Delco's a lot. They're right. It's not, it's everything. It's family stuff. It's nightlife. It's good restaurants. And we're in the fall, so there's pumpkin picking and plays and festivals and fall foliage all season long. So this weekend, 2SP Brewing Company is having the Halloween at the Brewery. Get it? Not brewery, but brewery. It is Saturday from noon to 9:30 p.m. Sweet and scary fun for you and your furry friends. That means bring the animals. Also, Swarthmore Town Center presents the third annual STC Cornhole Tournament. That's on Sunday from 1 to 5. If you would like a list of full events, go to visitdelcopa.com. They say Delco's a lot, and they are right.